Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of
coffee.
We get into God's Word. Oh, are you going to have some? You better use your hands. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, don't drink all my coffee. We'll make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. Well, we have some coffee. We'll pray. Get into God's Word. Oh, you already had coffee. Oh, you little coffee thief. Okay.
I drink it too.
Oh, yeah. You like it, don't you? All right. You ready to pray? Okay. God, we thank you so much for this day. We pray that you would help us as we read your Word. Please teach us. Please bless us. Thank you for this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we are at Numbers chapter 15. What chapter in Numbers?
Number 15.
15. There you go. Okay. Thus
it
shall
be
done for each young bull, for each ram, and or
bull,
each lamb, or young goat. According to the number that you prepare, according to the number that you prepare, so you shall do with everyone according to their number. All who are native born shall do these things in this manner, in presenting an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to, a sweet aroma to, what do you think that word is?
God.
No. Look at it. What's it look like?
Lord.
Lord, that's right. Right, they're going to make a sweet aroma to the Lord with the sacrifice. You mind if I just read the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. And if a stranger dwells with you, or whoever is among you throughout your generations, and represent an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so shall he do. One ordinance shall be for you of the assembly and for the stranger who dwells with you, an ordinance forever throughout your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law and one custom shall be for you and for the stranger who dwells with you. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, then it will be when you eat the bread of the land that you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your ground meal as a heave offering of the threshing floor. So shall you offer it up. Of the first of your ground meal, you shall give to the Lord a heave offering throughout your generations. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do? What do you think this is about?
I didn't really pay attention.
Oh, you didn't pay attention. Well, let me teach you. You ready? It's about free will offerings. We looked a long time ago at Leviticus chapter 3. In Leviticus 3, there were different offerings people could take to God. And so one of the offerings is talking about in the first part of Numbers 15 is like, people just want to bless God.
Oh, so people want to bless God?
Yeah, they want to bless God, and so they're going to just give him an offering. But there's another type of offering here, too, and that's when they enter into the land. It's going to be harvest, you know, when it's out here in the fields and Mr. Pilling and Mr. McElhaney are harvesting. Right? When there's a harvest, the first fruits, guess what they're going to do with it? They're going to give it to God.
They are?
Yeah. Yep, they're going to give it to God as a heave offering to say, thank you, God, you gave us the land. Who gave them the land?
But how do you give him the land? Because he didn't have it. You can't jump into heaven.
You can't jump into heaven, but you know what it says you can do?
What?
Ooh, that was the part that we had read before. You ready? In presenting your offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Like, you know when, like, Daddy's using the grill and I'm making meats on the grill? Yeah. You know how you can be inside and you can smell it?
Yeah.
That's what it's saying. It's like that smell going up to heaven. Yeah, whoa. Right? Do you think God is good to them?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
What if you got a balloon, put it on the top of a tree, cut the balloon off the tree, and then you could float to heaven?
Well, you can't float to heaven. No, you would not be able to float to heaven. But the point is, they had just been
Where does God live?
God lives in heaven.
Right? But how do you get to...
Well, I think that's a place, but it's a spiritual place. Maybe a different dimension.
So he live in the sun?
No, it's not the sun. He lives in the highest of the heavens, beyond that. Yeah. Okay, so they had just
done... So he live in a blue sky?
Well, beyond the blue sky. So there's three types of heavens, right? The first heaven is like the sky. The second heaven is like the stars and space and out there. And then the third heaven is that spiritual place, even past that somehow. We don't exactly know. Now, I want to teach you.
Who made God?
No one made God. God always was.
Remember in the Bible when they said, your baby will be the son of the world.
Yeah, so God was talking about Jesus there. Oh. Yeah, so the Father was speaking about Jesus wasn't made either. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus and the Father are one.
Do God have a father?
Jesus has a heavenly father.
How is that?
Well, that's a mystery of the Trinity. I can't explain all of that.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know what I can tell you? That he's still gracious. Even to them here in the book of Numbers, they were not good. They didn't listen to God as a father. They didn't trust him that he was going to be good for them. And yet he doesn't kill them all. He says, no. You can still make sacrifices.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want to wear a pink sparkly bow tie. All right. Hey, are you ready to pray? Okay. Lord, we thank you so much that you, the only God who is not created, and you will never die. Lord, you have all life and breath in your hand. All being is in you. Lord, we thank you that you sent your only Son, begotten, not made, born of the Virgin Mary, to save us. Lord, we pray, thanking you for letting us know that we can come to you and we can live our lives as a living sacrifice and bring you the offering of praise and prayer. Please, God, help us to love you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Goodbye. May the Lord bless you. We'll see you next time. Did you like doing it that time?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.